Blog Talk Radio.
You is popping, my G's. PSA Hip Hop. You already know what it is, man. Just waiting for the homie to call up so we can politic. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop in the building. Watson, what's good?
Peace. What's good?
How are you, bro?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Let's get right into this, my G. So, obviously, we know summertime, Summer Jam in New York City is the big-time events in the city, in New Jersey. And, obviously, on Twitter, yesterday, somebody tweeted Ebro saying, Tekashi 6ix9ine at Summer Jam, gonna be like when Stone Cold won the King of the Ring. And if you know wrestling, that's when he beat Jake the Snake at King of the Ring. And after that, Stone Cold became what he is. Somebody also said, if y'all don't have him there, it will be a disgrace. Ebro said, disgrace to who? Ha, ha, ha. F-O-H. Fluck out of here. You know what I mean? Ebro also said, y'all think Tekashi 6ix9ine is better than Fetty Wap. Get into that in a minute, Ebro. He said his fans are internet dorks. What do you think about Ebro just shutting down Tekashi 6ix9ine, my guy?
I think he's not doing his job. I think he's absolutely not doing a job that he's hired to do. He's allowing his personal feelings to get in the way of doing his job. This is a clear example of, there's a saying, business, never personal.
BPMD.
He's allowed his dislike for Tekashi to be all the way personal. And the reason why he has no leg to stand on, because now all of a sudden, Ebro is the man of morals, and he wants good rappers, and he doesn't want rappers who bring any sort of negativity with them towards the stage.
Do you think that's the problem? Do you think that's the main issue, though, that Ebro's worrying about? There's a lot of bloods are going to be out there. Blood, 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 blood.
Well, I don't know, because let me see. I remember one year Ebro had G-Unit on stage, and G-Unit had a breakup with a lot of his people from the hood, Bangham Smurf and his people. Well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they were in the audience, though, my G. They were in the audience, though, throwing chairs, though. That's 2004.
Come out. He booked G-Unit knowing they were having a public beef with his crew.
But you think Ebro and them know who Bangham Smurf is in 04?
They,
you really think Ebro?
Come on. He absolutely knew who he was. And please don't try to defend him.
We don't know that.
Okay.
That's just an opinion.
He absolutely knew who Bangham Smurf was.
We don't know if Ebro exactly knew.
No,
Bangham Smurf could probably walk past him, and he don't know who the hell Bangham Smurf is.
You know what? You're right. As I'm rethinking this, I think Ebro's being smart. He's keeping away negativity, and he's promoting positivity.
Sarcastic Watson, is that what we're doing right now?
No, I'm not being sarcastic.
Because
when I was making a point, you made me rethink my point, and I was wrong. So I think you stay away from negativity. This guy is controversial, obviously, and Ebro.
I don't even think he's that controversial, Ebro. I don't even think.
So there we go.
I don't think he's that controversial that you can't bring him and allow him in Summer Jam. I think it'll be an injustice if one of the biggest artists in New York City, and Summer Jam is for the youths, them, and him not being there. I'm not the biggest Tekashi fan, but it would just make sense to have him there. Like, you already let him go to the Breakfast Club and get an interview, Ebro. You're not going to let him go there? I mean, that's just Fetty Wap. asked if Tekashi. Yes, Tekashi's better than Fetty Wap right now, bro. I'm sorry to tell you that. He is. You know what I mean? Do you think he's bugging, though? You think he's just trying to stall us out for now?
He's keeping negativity, what he perceives as negativity, away from his venue. He believes Tekashi is going to bring, could potentially bring a negative element to Summer Jam, and he doesn't want to have anything to do with it. That's the only thing
I can
see about
it. Really gonna, you think Tekashi's really going to bring a negative vibe to Summer Jam? I don't think he is.
I'm just saying, he's conscious enough to know.
Shouldn't they jump on this, though?
No. And it just goes to show you how powerful Ebro is. He has his radio DJ, Flex, who plays Tekashi all day long, every single day. And the music that you hear on Hot 97 all day long, every single day, that artist will not be on Summer Jam because Ebro thinks he's doing something good for the culture. And Tekashi brings negativity to the culture. He brings violence. He promotes negativity. Wow. This is so new to hip hop. What
every rapper
is doing
negativity.
What Tekashi's doing? Well, according to Ebro, Tekashi's the first to do it. Tekashi's the first to do it based on every word out of Ebro's mouth regarding Tekashi ever do anything that he's doing. And Ebro is staying away from it.
If you could have a conversation with Ebro, what would you tell him?
You playing yourself. And you playing yourself so hard, it's not even funny, and it's pathetic how bad you playing yourself. But like we had to show on hip-hop media, right now, here's what's crazy. It's not even going to affect Tekashi that he's not there if they don't invite him.
That's true.
So whack about it is, so here goes Summer Jam. Tekashi's not there. But then your radio DJs and on your playlist, y'all playing his music every single day. It's whack. He gets more spins on your radio station than 90% of the artists y'all going to have there. Unless y'all going to have Cardi B closing out with the Migos, unless y'all have Cardi B and the Migos close that show out, that's it. No other artists get played more than him. So,
but shouldn't it make sense? Shouldn't it make sense for the two biggest New York artists right now, mainstream wise, holding it down for the youngins? Shouldn't it be hip hop a law that they're on this card? I would think so. If I was running High 97 Summer Jam, there'll be no ifs, ands, buts about that.
What Ebro is showing you. Well, first of all, you know one thing about Ebro is Ebro has a big, big ego. I remember when Nicki Minaj said she wasn't going to go on stage after Rosenberg said something to her. He got real, like, then F her then. Then she ain't going on. We don't care. He changed his tune a year later, big time. Had her on the show groveling, and then they put her back on the Summer Jam.
Yeah, that was kind of
so
wild. That was kind of wild, Ebro.
I believe Ebro is just going to stand firm with his stubbornness, because this right now it's just him being stubborn. Because me and you watched Tekashi go on the Breakfast Club, knowing Charlamagne did not like him or did not care for him, but Charlamagne acknowledged that the dude is the hottest dude out, one of the hottest dudes out, so he's going to let him be on the show. Where Ebro is trying to act like he's doing the right thing, the moral thing. He's not putting violence and negativity of a rapper in front of everybody. This is what he's fronting.
Here's what I'm confused, Ebro. You was co-signing Bobby Shmurda and the GS9 dudes when we come to find out they was doing wild stuff. And let's be real, Bobby Shmurda had one song that was popping, and then y'all jumped on it after the internet told y'all it was hot. New York City radio did not discover Bobby Shmurda, and they damn sure did not discover Tekashi 6ix9ine also. So it was like, co-sign Bobby Shmurda, and you know how them boys in the 90s got to get down in the streets, but you're not going to co-sign and have this. It's kind of weird to me, son. Real weird. I don't know what Ebro's trying to do. It's weird. He says all internet. What did he say? Let me get the quotes right here. I have it right. Pardon himself. He says he's all He says internet. He's trying to basically say that he won't be here for a while.
He said right. Tekashi's fans are internet geeks and they're weird.
Yeah.
What he did was diss fans. I go to work and I see a bunch of dudes who are just regular everyday working dudes who love hip hop, who listen to his music.
Yeah.
Ebro's dislike for this guy has clouded his judgment. And because he has power, what happens with powerful men, they can be stubborn. And he's just going to say, you know what, I can outlast Tekashi's run.
But if you're flex,
it's weak because we're
but
in
if you're
the
flex,
moment.
Though, don't you have a conversation with Ebro, though, if you're flex? Like, come on, fam, what are we doing here?
That's a good question. Because flex, you have a morning
Co-signed
show that
him.
Dislikes the man. We have a he more than co-signed him, man. He's blasts off with him. And loves
dropping
it.
Bombs and everything.
This goes to show you Ebro does not interact with crowds of hip hop. You know,
listen, I'm not the biggest Tekashi 6ix9ine supporter, but I just think it's a travesty. If you're just talking business and who's moving the needle, and a guy from the same city that you do your radio show in the mornings from, y'all from the same city, and you're blinded to a fact not to give him light, I think that's kind of corny. Even if you don't really co-sign his antics, I don't co-sign a couple of things he said, but I'm not blind to the fact that that young boy should be on Summer Jam.
When you just think about incidents that's happened on Summer Jam, remember when Slow Bucks tried to
Slow
get
Bucks,
on the stage? 50. Remember that issue?
Yeah.
Another 50 thing when Bang and Smurf and those guys were throwing chairs. So let's just say Ebro had no idea any of this was happening, but they happened. So if Ebro doesn't know, and he thinks, see, here's where Ebro loses, and this is where he really loses, and this is where I'll put money up on you, Ebro, man to man. I will call you out and say you don't know what you're talking about when you diss Tekashi's fans, because this is what I tell you. You put him on your stage, and he does his songs, you're going to have
explosion.
More than half the people in that crowd who know the words to his songs word for word. So then the
verbatim.
Question goes, is everybody at your Summer Jam crowd this internet geek or weird? Because I guarantee you they know his music. So what you're doing
definitely
is personal, it's a vendetta, and you are basically going to stand firm on it. The only people who could tell you to fall back is your bosses, and they won't do it because I'm not sure if Clear Channel knows anything, okay? You know, I'm someone who firmly believes. I'm someone who firmly believes nobody – you have to put people who love hip-hop and listen to hip-hop in positions of power with anything regarding hip-hop. That's how I believe. So this whole not putting Tekashi on Summer Jam and dissing people for even asking you about it, like, they're wrong.
Yeah,
you
that's kind of wild, bro.
Had GS9 dudes up there while they were under indictment, while they had court dates, while they were
maybe
out
he feels is Casanova going to be on this car and he's trying not to – he had Casanova booked already, maybe. He doesn't want Casanova and this man on the same bill. It could be that also.
Now, let me ask you something. Does Casanova have enough music to do a set to you compared to what Tekashi is? Because all I got to do is tell you, my man, just YouTube them live. Just say Tekashi live, Casanova live.
Well, I like
and just
Casanova.
Look at the crowd reaction.
Tekashi 6ix9ine as
no,
artist.
No, that's
let me just
not
be
what
clear
I'm
on that.
No. Okay, so you're saying that, and you're not answering the question. Crowd reaction to his performances compared to crowd reactions to Casanova's performances. There's no comparison. None.
Well, no,
all.
I would say the punch you in your face and knock your teeth out. Once that song comes on, it's going to be murder. You know what I mean?
What? How is that answering my question? Well, okay.
What are you talking about?
So here's what I'll say. So as I say, then you know what? If he's going to invite Casanova, then the smart thing to do is don't invite Tekashi. And there you have it. That way there will be no altercation, and he's avoided it.
You should still be able to have artists on a bill who have a little tension. You know, it's not that.
Wait a minute, you just brought that up. That maybe that's
yeah,
the reason.
I'm bringing it up in a conversation.
Okay, so now that you're saying that, it makes sense. Now that you're saying that, it makes sense.
That doesn't mean
Captain
I'm right.
Overseen,
I can look at it in both sides.
Well, you can't look at it in both sides. Because you
yes,
know
the
what? They
can.
Wasn't bringing Ja Rule and 50 with 50 to Summer Jam in 2003. They didn't have both of them there and say, I'm looking at both sides.
Bro, who wanted
that
to see Ja Rule? Who the hell wanted to see Ja Rule in 2003 Summer Jam? Come on. Nobody did.
My
Let's
point is they didn't book him. A lot of people, do you notice that when 50 was
yeah,
added,
he was in a body bag.
Nobody was inviting
he was in
Ja
a body
and
bag.
50 to the same places. You know that, right? Nobody was saying, okay, Ja and 50, let's invite both of them to the same places.
Yeah,
no
but that was real beef, though.
Beef.
That was real beef.
My point is, they
beef.
Didn't say, see, let's look at both sides. Maybe tensions, maybe there won't be no tensions. They didn't take that mindset. So all I'm saying to you is this. If Ebro was concerned that there might be some violence, if Casanova is going to be there, then don't invite Tekashi, and that way there will be no issue. And then you can justify. Then you can justify Tekashi not being there.
Who's trying to justify, my dude? I'm just bringing something to the table, man. Relax in my minority voice, man. Jesus. Before wrapping up here, I just want to get your take on this real quick, because I seen the internet going crazy yesterday. I want to say something, Aubrey, Drizzy, Drake. My dude, you have no respect at all, my guy. I mean, you decided you can't even let Cardi B get a shine on. You decided, I can't let Cardi get a shine on like this. You decide to drop your little single yesterday. Nice for what? You already had a video and the whole nine set up in the cut. So this is well planned, obviously. You had a video for it. You know what I mean? Am I off my rocket saying that he tried to steal Cardi B shine?
No, the conspiracy, you're not off your rocket to say that. I question the timing of it, but here's what makes it great. Here's what makes it great that he did it. As big an artist as Drake is, he didn't steal her shine. Like, he came out, and everybody's talking about the video because the women in it, but it did not take away from everybody talking about Cardi B. So if anything...
Drake was trending, my dude. What do you mean?
I know that. But he inadvertently did her a favor. She can survive Drake. So what? Drake was trending.
You think Drake was having that in his mind when he dropped his song? You think he was trying to help Cardi by dropping his song? You think that was his mind, the OVO mindset?
Inadvertently. Inadvertently means when what you thought was going to happen, it reversed.
I know what the hell
inadvertently means. Cardi's so big a star. Cardi's so big a star that it didn't matter that Drake dropped this. It didn't matter. The two can coexist at the same time. They both can coexist. So everybody can talk about Drake's video, like me and you are talking about it right now, and we can already have done a review on Cardi's album. And people, and because you're not on Instagram, you're not seeing what's happening. So I will tell you, every single rapper who's on Instagram is basically retweeting support to Cardi's album. Like everybody who's a rapper and has a gram, they're like, yo, salute to Cardi, salute to Cardi. Like everybody's doing it. Then you have Ellen, who's like, I'm Cardi E and she's Cardi B. You have Oprah, I'm listening to Cardi B's album. So
okay.
And then you have Cardi B, who tonight, let me just tell you this. Cardi B tonight is hosting Saturday Night Live with the Black Panther, the guy who starred as the Black Panther. So Drake dropping this video stopped nothing. No momentum stopped. She's still as big as ever. And nothing Drake did by dropping this video had any effect on taking away Cardi shine. Zero.
It was trending, so I don't know. But talk about
I'm
the song for a minute, man.
You're right. It was trending, and Oprah's listening to Cardi B's album. So come on, let's talk about it.
What do you think about Drake's new song?
It's going to be on Saturday Live tonight at 11:30. But Drake
I'm
was
not
trending.
Watching that. Nice plug.
But Drake was trending. No. But Drake was trending. That's what I'm going to be thinking about when Saturday Night Live comes on tonight.
What do you think about the song, man?
It's an okay song. It's nothing special to me. But I will tell you this. The video, though, is good because the woman who directed the video, she directed his last video. So Drake is strategically targeting females, which is a big part of his fan base.
Wow, this
and
is breaking news.
Because they love it.
This is breaking news.
Because they love it. But you knew that the person who directed this video directed his last video, and you knew she was a woman?
No,
you knew that?
I'm talking about having
okay,
mad
so
woman in his video. Having mad woman in his
so
video. Who gives
that.
A rat's ass about who directed his last two videos? What are you, OVO plug guy over here? Who gives a rat's ass
no.
about if she directed his last two
a
videos?
Lot of people care. A lot
who
of people
cares?
Care because they're talking they're about it.
The hip-hop community cares
of,
about that?
The reason why I know, because they're making a big deal about it on social media. That's why I know. See, I wouldn't know the thing.
Why are they making a big deal? What's the big deal? What's the big deal?
I'm telling you, they're saying the reason why you see the representation of women in a good way in these videos is because a woman is directing it.
So that makes the video dope? That makes the video hot?
I'm just telling you what they're talking about on social media. That's all. His targeted audience like him. Listen, Ebro, take away your dislike for Drake. You can't stop him.
Ebro.
You can't stop
him. What are you talking about?
I think you and Ebro can keep sometimes because y'all have the same. Y'all look at hip hop the same way.
No, he likes Drake. I don't rock with Drake. Big difference.
No. That's not the big difference. Y'all don't like anything from young people.
That's bullshit. I like Envy Kane.
Drake has held us down
like,
for 10 summers.
Joey Badass.
Drake has held us down for 10 summers. So
you didn't hold me down for
Drake
10 summers.
Exactly.
You didn't hold me down for 10 summers.
Nine,
I can tell you that.
09 to 18. Drizzy held you down 10 summers. Where's
you never held me
love?
Down, bro. You never held me down.
Where's the love? Where's the
my love,
Drake?
Not for Drake. I don't have love for Drake like that, bro.
When,
I don't fuck with Arby like
you
that.
Remember when you do you remember when you bought Blueprint 3 and you saw Drake on Hov's album? What did you think when Drizzy was on the hook? Do you remember Drake's debut album and Jigga was on the album?
Light Is Up, Light Is Up, whatever that was, yeah.
Remember that song?
One of the best songs on the album.
I would
one of the
love,
best songs
you know
on the album.
You know what I would love? If my debut album, I can get an iconic legendary rapper to be on my album. I must really be somebody. Or my debut, one of my lead singles, I can say, yo, Eminem, can you get on this song for me? And Eminem gets on it. I would love to be a rapper who has that distinction.
What does that mean?
Literally,
what does that
no
mean?
Rapper has that.
What does that mean?
09 to 18.
I'm talking about the actual song.
Where's the love?
See, I'm talking about. You're not talking about the song, though. Let's talk about the Lauryn Hill
I
sample that everyone feels because he sampled
okay,
a Lauryn Hill. Everyone feels because he sampled some Lauryn Hill shit that the song is fire. Wait for it. No.
So let me ask you a
this
question.
Man has not
so
progressed in his career. It's the same tired ass songs. For dude, his last two albums were straight caca juice trash. Let's be real. They were terrible. More Life and whatever the hell crap and Views is garbage.
Well, here's the good thing. It's a good thing that he's not targeting men in their 40s. So like his music.
What's
not
that
his target audience.
You know, what's that got to do anything? I like music. I like music. It has nothing to do with it.
No,
he has nothing to do with
not,
it.
You're
knock
not
it
his
off.
Target audience.
He has not
you're
grown
not
as an artist,
audience.
My dude. And whether you don't want to tell Aubrey this, he has not grown as an artist. And where's 40 at? I thought 40 was supposed to be that top dude producer. Wasn't he out screaming 40 was next to Dre?
So
wasn't
let me ask
screaming
you a question. What is the whole
where's 40
what's
at?
The whole purpose of this? What's the whole purpose of this? To talk about how you don't like Drake? Is that the whole purpose?
No,
we can
I'm
have
just
this
saying,
conversation
just,
every day for the last 10 years. Me and you
no,
can have this conversation every day. For the last 10 years about how you feel about Drake. What's the purpose of it? You don't like nothing
I
he
just,
does. So what's
no,
the purpose
I just
of
feel the new song.
About
I just feel the new song is gassed up. It's not that great. It's okay. It's average at best. Y'all niggas is going crazy
so,
over spec trying
so,
to get,
so, so,
get at
so,
me on social
so you're
media. Come on,
people,
man.
You're telling people they're wrong for liking the song?
No, not at all. No. People ask me my opinion, and when I give my opinion, they say I'm a Drizzy hater.
So why don't you say... Why don't you respond to them and say, Drizzy held us down 10 summers. Where's the love?
Well, I would never say
why
that because he never
that?
Held me down for 10 summers.
Okay.
He would never be a Hov's level. Never.
So can I ask you a question? Is he still on top of the hip-hop game, in your opinion?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. 10 years. 10 years. 09 to 18, 10 years. That 10-year run.
That's ain't better than Hov's. I know people talking about
that's
somebody trying to tell me some
run.
Billboard talk. Somebody trying to give me some Billboard talk. Oh, he has more whatever words than Jay-Z. Dog, first of all, when Jay-Z was out here doing his 1-2, he was going against killers, man. It's almost like Super Surf when he battled people in a prime. The track is small of Drake's competition, man. Let's be clear on that, bro. And you know that.
So, one, that's not true. Two, Jay-Z's first number one single was Empire State of Mind with Alicia Keys. That was the first time he'd ever had a number one single.
And Jay-Z has better albums than Drake. And Jay-Z has way better albums than Drake. So, what are you talking about?
I know that doesn't matter to you. What's talking about? I know that doesn't matter to you, but if you want to have Billboard talk, then Drake wins. So you don't
I'm not talking Billboard
talk.
Billboard talk means nothing to me. Billboard talk means nothing to me.
I know it doesn't mean nothing to you. Because if it did, Jersey easily wins because he has more successful Billboard.
He'll never sit at the table. He will never sit at the table with Jay-Z.
Well, according
to never happened.
He'll never sit at the table. Well, let me quote Elliot Wilson.
No.
Let me quote Elliot Wilson. 20 to 30 years from now, the rappers we're going to be talking about are Jay-Z, Drake, and Kendrick. According to Mr. Title Man himself, Elliot Wilson, Drake sits at the table with Hove. What's the title?
See, y'all going off sales and popularity. I'm talking about body of work and albums. That's what I really.
So you're telling me he's maintained his sales and popularity with his body of work because it's his body of work that's being judged.
There's no growth in his music. There's no growth in his music. There is no growth in his music. There's no growth.
Okay.
So why do you think
Elliot Wilson said 20 years from now it's going to be Drake, Kendrick, and Jay-Z that will be talked about?
You're quoting Elliot Wilson bars now? That's what you're doing?
Because he works for Tidal and he's Jay-Z's right-hand man for propaganda. Jay-Z's right-hand man for propaganda.
For propaganda.
Drake's at the table.
I just don't like this song. Man. The song is not that great for me, man. When Hov was out here dropping singles, when Jay-Z was out here dropping singles for his albums, they meant something. These songs don't mean nothing. Drake is dropping for his singles. They mean nothing.
So give me that feel with Show Me What You Got gave you. Come on, I want to hear about it. Because I didn't know you then in 2006. So when he was promoting it on Monday Night Football and he had these commercials with the big company about Show Me What You Got, the lead single, and it came out, tell me your feel. Because it was the first single after we went on the platform.
I was happy. Remember, this was him coming off the presidency at Def Jam, him dropping the first album in how many years? So anything Jay-Z was dropping, I was glad to hear, my dude.
Okay,
that's just
so
a fact.
That's not what I asked you. Did you like the song, Show Me What You Got?
I did.
Tell me. Not the album, the song.
I did. The song. I did like Show Me What You Got. Just like I like Change Clothes. Just like I like Excuse Me, Miss.
You got Show Me What You Got on the same level as Change Clothes and Excuse Me, Miss?
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah, them songs are right there with each other. They're at the table.
Okay.
I'm going to need Jay-Z to drop an album, man. Jay got to drop another album, my dude. For real, man. Please. So this is your type of music? Are you excited to hear a Drizzy album?
My type of music is Forever MCs. It's the Crooked Eye Project you just put out. That's what I'm listening to. That's my type of music. The Conway mixtape that just came out. That's my type of music. So...
That's not what I asked you, though.
Drake, I'm telling you what my type of music is. You asked me what my type of music is, and I've told you what my type of music is.
Uh-huh.
Forever MC, the Crooked Eye Project, the Conway mixtape that just came out, that's my regular rotation of music. I'm listening to Cardi B.
No,
I like
to Royce the 5'9".
I'm listening to Offset, Drip, Ric Flair, Drip.
Nah,
I like
straight off that.
Song.
I won't play Cardi shit no more after
I
review
it. I like that song.
After I review Cardi stuff, I probably won't listen to it again. I probably won't go back to it.
That's fine. That's fine. But I will. But knowing me, I will always keep you abreast of what she's accomplishing and what she's doing. Ignorance is bliss. You know what I'm saying? Because you know me, you will always want to know what she's doing and what's popping. Because
what you don't know, I don't know what's popping,
so nothing's happened. I will keep you.
I will keep you in tune. I will keep you in tune when Hov decides to drop another project. How about that?
I look forward to it. I hope he's not 50 when that happens because he turned 49 this year. So if he doesn't drop one this year,
50.
Any album after this year, 50 he'll be 50.
I have no problem Hov dropping an album at 50. You have a problem with that?
Yes, I do.
You have a problem
with
G-Rap dropping an album? You don't got a problem with G-Rap dropping an album?
No.
You see how this works?
No.
You see how this works?
No.
You have no problem with G-Rap dropping an album, but you got a problem with Jay-Z dropping an album. When Jay-Z's way more balanced. Jay-Z's well more balanced than G-Rap. I mean, it's just crazy. You're bugged the fuck out.
Jay-Z's crazy. What? Jay-Z's what? Jay-Z's what?
Did I stutter? My name ain't Joe. Excuse me?
Hearing me rhyme? Yo, hearing me rhyme is like G-Rap in his prime.
In 2018, I want to hear Jay-Z over G-Rap.
Yeah.
No shit. I'm looking forward to 30 Special.
And guess what? And they both
I'm looking forward to
30
Special and G-Rap.
So Peep Game. Huh? Yo, Peep Game on this. G-Rap dropped an album last year. Guess who he had on his album? He had the Griselda Boys on the album. That's who G-Rap had on his album in 2017. I don't even know if Hov knows who they are, and that's real talk.
Are you serious?
And you know what?
How do you know Jay doesn't know who they are, my dude?
And you know
Hov is into the streets.
Just right hand man who works for him, who gives him interviews, has never interviewed them. So if you think what you know about hip hop on title and who they interview. You would not know the Griselda Boys exist. Now, you definitely know Wale exists. But you won't know that Conway, Benny, and Westside Gunn exist.
Oh, Lord. Nah, man. I just can't do Drake, man. I'm just tired of him watching, man. I'm just tired of the same shit, man. Like, his albums don't be moving me, son. It's like, come on, B. Or 38 Special and G-Rap. I'm copying G-Rap and 38 Special. Twice on Sunday, man. That's just a fact. They come out the same day I'm listening to G-Rap and 38 Special.
So am I. And I can't wait for that project to drop. I can't wait for it to drop. Sidebar right quick. I want to say salute to Kevin Durant for a great podcast that he did with Bill Simmons. I think it was... It was refreshing to hear a basketball player speak with no filter. And I thought Kevin Durant spoke with no filter, and we really learned about him and who he thinks is ill. And it's fascinating because sometimes we never know what our basketball players think. Now I know what he thinks, and he thinks what I think. Harden, Westbrook, all-time great, super ill. Kyrie Irving is unique. There is no other Kyrie Irving. He's unguardable. And it's great to hear another.
About, you know, he didn't talk about point guards that you like. You know, he didn't talk about any of the guys that you like. John Wall and DeRozan. He didn't talk about none of those guys. He made sure he highlighted dudes that I rock with heavy. So, you know, continue.
You're right. He talked about Westbrook. He talked about Kyrie Irving. He talked about Harden. He basically conceded that the MVP, what I do like is that he said the MVP is James Harden. And there's no debate to it. He made that very clear. Let me ask you something. Did he make that very clear in this podcast?
He made that clear. That's his man.
Did he make it clear that Harden is the MVP?
I don't think. Listen, it's weird how James Harden is going to win this MVP, Watson. Because LeBron James is really the MVP, man. If you really, really think about it, he's the MVP of the league, man.
I'm gonna stop the conversation now. I'm not gonna let you.
Why?
These guys have 65 wins. LeBron may not win 50 games, and you're telling me a guy who leads the NBA in scoring on a 65 win team
is not the MVP when he's clearly the MVP.
I'm not saying if I had a vote, if I had a vote, I would give it to James Harden. But I'm just saying.
The MVP from James Harden. If you're going to take away the MVP from James Harden.
I'm not taking it away from him, nigga.
Fifth?
What are you talking about? I'm not taking it away from him.
I can't even go there, man. That's so irrational. You know how irrational that is? That's why Kevin Durant was like, yo, do you listen to these guys? Let's be clear. Do you know why James Harden doesn't like Nick Wright and Shannon Sharp? Because
they dig up LeBron.
And why LeBron. He didn't say that, but that's why. That's why.
Well, he made me a little jealous, though. Sound a little jelly, KD, because you know you're not the number one dude in the NBA. We'll let that slide, though, but go ahead.
But that is why he talks about them with such derision, because he's like, yo, these guys are really going to just take away. These guys, like you, Dre, if you have power and you're a voter, if you have power.
I just told you I would vote for Harden. Dude, what are you talking about? I just told you, fam, I would vote for Harden. I would give him the vote, but I'm just saying. First of all, he's not a unanimous MVP. Let's be clear on that. He's not a unanimous MVP like Steph Curry. Can we agree with that?
There's only been one in history, and it's been Steph Curry. Michael Jordan was never unanimous. So come on, stop the unanimous talk, please. Please stop the unanimous talk.
No, I'm just going to throw that out there. He would not be unanimous MVP. That's all I'm saying. He would not be. But I would say, man, LeBron, can you admit that LeBron is balling, my dude? Like that's what I just want you to highlight that for the people, right quick.
Last night, LeBron had a game that was just insane. It was an insane game he had. For me to not admit LeBron is balling, me to be blind to the fact.
Well, he's better than James Harden.
He's balling.
He's better than James Harden.
Here's the problem. Let me just highlight what Chris Broussard said. Young LeBron balling like this, they're a 63-win team. Because when young LeBron balled like this, he took a Cleveland team, and they had the best record in the NBA.
Times have changed. Guys linked up. Times have changed, my dude.
LeBron can put up great stats, and it doesn't translate to making his team better. That's what Chris Broussard is saying. Where young LeBron could put a team on his back, and this individual greatness will get them wins. This LeBron could put up these phenomenal stats, and they still haven't won 50 games. James Harden, they're almost going to win 70 games this year. That's insane.
Oh, almost 70.
No, they're almost. That's insane. If anybody said your player is going to lead the NBA in scoring, be third in assists, and they're going to have the best record in the NBA, it's a case-closed MVP discussion. But because it's LeBron, y'all are messing with the MVP vote in a way that's dangerous.
James Harden goes down for a couple games. The Rockets can still win games. If LeBron goes out, it's a wrap. If LeBron sits down for 3 minutes,
every year. So
it's a wrap.
Yo, that's every – yo, last year, LeBron – every game LeBron missed, Cleveland lost. So why didn't he get the MVP last year? That's how important.
Because of Russ.
But that more important than LeBron? You just said that how important LeBron is. I'm telling you, LeBron is so important. Even last year when they had Kyrie and Love, every game LeBron did not play, they lost every single game. So he's essentially important to the team. So is that your criteria why LeBron should get the MVP every year?
No, this year, I'm just saying, man. The numbers he put up this year, man.
What about
he's a one-man army.
What are you talking about? And by the way, Chris Broussard again. He put up Russell Westbrook's numbers compared to LeBron's numbers? Boy, oh boy, you need to look at those numbers. And what exactly is the difference? Look at the numbers. Russell Westbrook potentially can average a triple-double again for the entire season if he averages 13.4 rebounds. In the next couple of games.
First of all, Russell Westbrook has Carmelo Anthony and George Paul. He has Carmelo Anthony and George Paul on his team. Let's be clear on that. All right?
Don't take away what Russell Westbrook is doing as a 6'3" point guard. You can never take away what he's doing.
Russell's a good point. I'm not taking nothing away from Russell. Pipe down.
Okay, my dude,
they might not even make the playoffs, man. There's a possibility. I mean, I think they're going to make it, but there's a possibility they won't make it. It's a possibility.
I guarantee they make the playoffs.
They can lose the first round.
I guarantee they make the playoffs. I guarantee.
I want them to make the playoffs.
So here's what I'm saying. I guarantee OKC makes the playoffs. It's guaranteed.
And when we start the playoffs, I'm going to highlight this
that you said there's a possibility they might not make the playoffs. While I'm being very clear, they're 100% making the playoffs. You see the difference? I want to be very clear where we stand as a right.
What are they going to do though when they get there though?
Oh, see, now it's
you believe in OKC?
I'm talking about something specifically you said.
Do you believe in that bum? Do you believe in that bum, Carmelo Anthony?
There's a possibility that OKC might not make the playoffs. That's where you started this conversation. And I'm giving you the real 100% they will make the playoffs. 100%. And I already got egg on my face because
yeah,
I'm
bum-ass
like
Raptors,
a madman.
Right?
About the Raptors, you're right. And
yeah, you jump out the window. Don't have logical thinking.
You jump out the window and don't have logical thinking.
And for some wild ass reason, you felt LeBron was going to fold down to those bums in Toronto. Everything in Toronto is not good, my dude. Shout out Cardinal official.
There's nothing I can say to dispute you. You have facts on your side. See, here's the difference. When you're coming at me with all facts, I can't even make an argument about it. I have nothing to base it on. Every time they play against LeBron, he destroys them. I thought this year would be
different. I want you to win the championship so badly. So when PSA Hip Hop does a show, it will be one of the best shows we've ever done ever if LeBron was the championship. Like, this would be Yeah, you hate it. I know you hate it. I would love it. Oh, man.
I'm going to love it.
Keep it real.
If
LeBron was the championship this year, you got to give it up, though. Keep it tall.
If LeBron won the championship this year, LeBron, he's on my Rushmore already. If LeBron won the championship this year, I don't know what more he can do. He already beat the greatest regular season team in history with a 73-win team. He did that. So that already made him super great, bringing the championship back to Cleveland, first championship in 50 years. If he won it this year, beating a Houston Rocket team that's going to win 67 games.
Or Golden State
with a full team. But even like Houston, who's going to win like 66 games, and he won 49 games.
Nah, I want them chumps. I want the Warriors. I want them chumps. That's what I want.
Well, see, I'm going to be so happy with the Warriors because I know KD's better, is offensively better than LeBron could ever be on any day of LeBron's life. I know that for a fact. That offensively, KD will never. KD against LeBron is not even close.
Take us home, my G, man. Whatever.
PSA Hip Hop, where you're going to hear about KD, Lonzo Esco.
What?
And
Lonzo
the
Esco.
Flop. And the flop.
The hell are we talking about Lonzo Esco for?
And the flop number one pick of the Philadelphia 76ers. PSA Hip Hop.
What?
The home of the flop, folks.
The flop, folks. What? Well, I don't know why this man talking about Lonzo Esco. Whatever, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. Holler at your boys. You already know what it is, man. We out.
Yeah.